Studio 360.
Last summer, for the first time, I visited this tiny museum in New York. So tiny, it makes you gasp and chuckle when you first see it. It's barely big enough for you and four close friends. This wonderful place is called Museum. That's spelled with two M's at the beginning and two M's at the end. It's housed in an old elevator shaft lined with these shallow shelves, and on each shelf are small exhibits. Among museum specialties are what scholars call material culture, and when I visited, one particular exhibit caught my attention. This is the audio guide, which you access on your phone.
Donald Trump, the message is the medium. America, 2016.
It's a collection of objects with the Trump brand. Real Trump cufflinks, Trump aftershave, Trump the board game, a little bottle of Trump vodka. And they're all from the private collection of a guy named Max Abelson.
Most politicians are known to voters because of their political experience. But Donald Trump, especially a year ago, he didn't really have any traditional political experience to speak of. Instead, what he had was this sort of history of merchandise.
Success by Trump Cologne.
The truth of the matter is the collection started small. I think it started with my favorite piece, which is the Trump cologne called Success.
Success, which smells of, quote, fresh juniper and iced red currant brushed with hints of coriander, end quote, promises, quote, the spirit of the driven man, end quote, and offers, quote, a masculine combination of rich vetiver, tonka bean, birchwood, and musk, end quote.
I wish I knew what Success smelled like, but I've never opened it.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and Donald Trump is preparing to embark on what he will later confess is a gigantic ego trip, the inaugural flight of the first Trump shuttle from New York to Washington.
The Trump shuttle pin is silvery, it's long and thin, and it's got a beautiful red T in the middle that's kind of italicized, so it's moving forward.
In 1989, a few weeks after buying Eastern Airlines for $365 million and renaming it after himself, Trump announced that he was going to put together, quote, the best transportation system of any kind in the entire world and would, quote, spend more money and I'll give the people more than they anticipate even, end quote.
The question arises, is this inaugural flight of the Trump shuttle to the nation's capital symbolic of Trump's political ambitions?
No, it's not at all. I think that hopefully somebody's going to be able to take advantage of Japan instead of us being always taken advantage of. I think that I just enjoy what I'm doing.
When Trump shuttle flew for the first time that June, waiters in tuxedos served its customers champagne as a string quartet played. Trump reportedly added maple veneer panels and gold-colored lavatory fixtures to the planes before his high debt forced Trump to lose ownership of the company. By 1992, 3 years after his pledge, Trump Shuttle was no longer. Trump Energy Drink. On September 20th, 2011, a press release from the Trump Organization announced, quote, energy drinks for the Israeli and Palestinian Authority market, end quote, bringing the Trump name to the heart of the politically turbulent Middle East.
The can is black with a gold pattern and a huge gold Trump tee.
Trump believes in energy. Trump's current wife has said Donald's energy impressed her when they met. Quote, I was struck by his energy, end quote, she has said. Quote, he has an amazing sense of vitality, end quote.
When I look at it, the thing that I think about is Jeb Bush. And of course, you know, Jeb Bush was the brother and the son of a U.S. president. He was sort of widely described as the front runner. Trump rode in, and what did he say about Jeb Bush?
I think Jeb is a nice person. He's very low energy. I'm not used to that kind of a person.
And it was like Jeb Bush's political career was like killed in that moment. It was incredible. It was such a simple insult. Like it's only like two words to call someone low energy, but somehow it's so piercing. Trump is what Trump sells. He's got this ability to use merchandise to really create this image of himself. And I think there are a lot of people in American life who try to do that. But the thing that I think is really kind of dazzling about him, and I don't know if it's positive or negative, is that he's able to do it so successfully. And he was able to do it in real estate and in television, and now, of course, in American politics.
That's Max Abelson. You can see the objects in his collection at studio360.org before they're sent off to the Presidential Museum.